Hello, from the BBC in London, this is Tony Arthur with the best of British folk music in Folkweave. The two singers in today's programme come from very different musical backgrounds. Later on you can hear Tony Rose, a club folk singer from the west of England. But first, Robin Williamson. Robin was a member of the Incredible String Band, a folk and rock group who broke up in 1974. After which Robin went to live in the USA and played Celtic music to the Californians with a group called Robin Williamson and, believe it or not, his Merry Band. They had made an LP at the time this recording was made, but it hadn't been released in Britain, so the audience had not seen or heard of Robin for several years. It was also the first time in 13 years that he'd sung solo, and one of the songs was especially written for the occasion. The occasion in question was an unscheduled appearance at the Cambridge Folk Festival, and the audience were obviously delighted to see him. Robin Williamson.
Hello. Are you with me? Seasons, they change, while cold blood is raining. I have been waiting beyond the years, now over the skyline. I see you're traveling, brothers from all time, gathering. Come, let us build a ship of the future in an ancient pattern. The journey's far. Come, let us set sail for the always islands, through seas of leaving to the summer star. Seasons they change, but with gaze unchanging, our divine sisters, as at you I see, and the seeds of beauty you bear within you. And free, it's in your fingers, the fates are spinning, the sacred binding of the yellow grain, and scattered we were when the long night was breaking, but in bright morning, converse again. Thank you very much indeed, my friends. And I'm really, it's a great pleasure to be back in Britain after so long. And I wrote a song when I was, yesterday I was thinking, well, what will I sing when I go down there, you know? Because I haven't sung by myself in about 10 years or so. And I wrote this little song, which I'd like to sing for you now. It's a new one. Well, thank you very much.
Scotland, oh, where I was born, and
and happy I have been. As 3 long years, 3 years or more, since I my home have seen. All over North America, from shore to shore I roam, thinking often all the while, and how would I get home? There's crafty men, and they use the pen, and they write their bills and deeds. They load the tax all on your backs, and they turn the fields to streets. And they buy and sell the paper thin, and rich and fat they grow. 'Tis they have driven many a one all from these island shores. I'll take the good times with the bad. Times are nothing sure. I've learned the while that fortune smiles on them that can endure. And I will trust in Providence, if Providence proves true. And I'll have some other song to sing when I get back to you. Now all of us here have sorrow known, and yet tomorrow comes with different ways and may better days yet lead us all safe home. For better days will surely come, as sure as I'm here to sing. And we'll yet see friendship and sweet peace all over this world so green. Thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye.
Robin Williamson recorded at Cambridge. Tony Rose is our second singer on the programme today. He's a favourite of the English folk clubs, well known for his West Country songs. Tony used to be a teacher in a well-known English public school, but he gave it up to travel the road with his guitar and concertina. We recorded him at the Ipswich Traditional Music Club.
It's May she comes and May she goes down beyond garden green. And it's there she spied a brisk young squire, as fair as e'er was seen. It's May she comes and May she goes down beyond Holland Tree. And it's there she spied this brisk young squire. Oh, a fair young lad was he. Give to me your green mantle, give me your maiden head. If you won't give me your green mantle, give me your maiden head. He's taken her by the milk-white hand, oh, he's gently laid her down. And when he's taken her up again, given her a silver comb. Perhaps there may be bairns, kind sir, perhaps there may be none. But if you be a courtier, write out to me your name. Oh, I am an old courtier, said he, but late come from the sea. I am no courtier, said he, but when I court thee, and they call me Jack when I'm abroad, sometimes they call me John. But when I'm in my father's bower, Jock Randall is my name. You lie, you bonny boy, so loud I hear you lie. For I am Lord Randall's only daughter, he has no one but me. You lie, you bonny maid, so loud I hear you lie. For I am Lord Randall's only son, he has no one but me. Then she's put her hand into her side, and it's out she's taken the knife. She's thrust it in her own heart's blood, she's taken away her life. He's taken up his bonny sister with a salt tear in his eye, and he has buried his bonny sister beneath yon holland tree. Oh, then he's hiding o'er the dale, his father and dear to see. Sing, oh, for my bonny hind beneath yon holland tree. What care you for your bonny hind? For it you need not care, for there's old score hinds sitting yonder park, and there's 50 hinds to spare. 40 of them are silver shod, of them you may take 3. But oh, sing on for my bonny hind beneath yon holland tree. What care you for your bonny hind? For it you need not care. Take you the best, leave me the worst, for it's plenty are to spare. Oh, I care not for your hinds, father, and I care not for your fee. But oh, sing oh, for my bonny hind beneath yon holland tree. Oh, were you at your sister's bower, your sister fair to see, you would care no more for your bonny hind beneath yon holland tree.
This is, I think this is my favourite story. I often look for stories when I'm looking for songs. Good tunes as well, of course, but I mean, it's comparatively unusual to find a sort of a different plot, you know, the sort of standard plots which abound in songs and recur in more or less the same form in dozens and dozens of different songs. Sometimes you find a different one. This is one. A song called It's called Bold Archer, or Archie of Caulfield in Scotland. It's a bit of early bureaucracy, what you might call a red tape ballad, for want of a better description. It's all about a bloke in prison. And it's not just an ordinary prison, it's one of these green, slimy, underground dungeons of a medieval variety. And not only is he just sort of in the dungeon, but he's fastened down. The song's quite specific about this. He's fastened down with 40 hundredweight, which I think is 2 ton by my reckoning, of assorted ironmongery in the form of manacles around his ankles and wrists and long lengths of chain and big balls of iron on the floor and things like that. Anyway, he's got a friend, fortunately. He's got a friend who decides he's going to rescue him. He's got a very strong friend who decides he's going to come and rescue him, which he does. Kind of walks through the door, first of all. Nothing shall stand in his path. Picks up Archer and all the chains and the lot and carries him off. And the plan is absolutely flawless, except that they haven't communicated to the horse on which they're to escape that he's going to be required to carry an extra load. And unfortunately, he proves completely unequal to the task. Gets about 300 yards and collapses in a heap. Whereupon they are caught, they're pursued and caught by the sheriff, who's come the long way round, eventually gets there. And it appears at this stage as if they're all about to be dragged off back into prison again. This is where the sort of the red tape bit comes in, because the sheriff doesn't appear actually very concerned about the prospect of losing prisoners at all, but he's mortally afraid of having to go back and explain that he's lost 2 ton of ironmongery, which I presume he's had to sign for at some stage. Old Archer.
Out one May morning, all at the dawning of the day, I heard two brothers a-making moan, and listened a while to what they did say. We have a brother in prison, said they, all in the prison lieth he. If we had 10 men like ourselves, we soon should set the prisoner free. Oh no, Bold Dickie, he cried, and oh no, it never can be. A 40 men would be little enough, and I've had a ride in their company. 10 for to hold the horses in, 10 to guard the city about, and 10 to stand at the prison door, and 10 for to let an Bold Archer out. So they mounted their horses and so rode they, but they so merrily rode till they came to the riverside, and there they alighted so gallantly. They mounted their horses and so rode they, but they so gallantly rode till they came to the other side, and there they alighted so drippingly. They mounted their horses and so rode they, but they so daringly rode till they came to the prison door, and there they alighted so gallantly. Archer, oh Archer, Bold Dickie, he cried, look you not so mournfully, a 40 men in my company, and we are coming to set you free. Oh no, Bold Archer, he cried, and oh no, it never can be, a 40 weight of good Spanish iron between me ankle and my knee. But Dickie broke locks and Dickie broke keys, and Dickie broke everything he could see. He took the Bold Archer under his arm and carried him out so manfully. They mounted their horses and so rode they, but they so gallantly rode till they came to the riverside, and there they alighted so daringly. Dickie, oh Dickie, Bold Archer, he cried, take me love to me wife and me children three. My horse it is lame, he cannot swim, and here I fear that I must die. But they changed their horses and so rode they, but they so gallantly rode till they came to the other side, and there they alighted so daringly. Dickie, oh Dickie, Bold Archer, he cried, look you yonder there and see, I think I see the old sheriff a-coming, 100 men in his company. Dickie, oh Dickie, the sheriff, he cried, you are the worst rascal ever I seen. Give me back the iron you stole, and I will set the prisoner free. Oh no, bold Dickie, he cried, and oh no, it never can be. The iron will do to shoe our horses, the blacksmith rides in our company. Dickie, oh Dickie, the sheriff, he cried, you are the worst rascal ever I seen. And thank you for nothing, bold Dickie, he cried, and you are a fool for following me. Evening, the sun being gotten down, young Polly went walking by the side of a pond. She sat under the shady trees, showers for to shine, with her apron wrapped around her, white as a swan. Young Willie went hunting with his dog and his gun. Young Willie went hunting as the evening came on. Down among those green rushes, as the evening came on, he shot his own true love in the room of a swan. When he'd seen what he'd done, the way he did run, crying, "Father, dear father, do you see what I've done? Down among those green rushes, as the evening came on, I shot my own true love in the room of a swan." Stay at home, dear Willie, till your trial do come on, that you may not be banished to some foreign land. On the day of your trial, your father will appear with 100 bright guineas, if that will you clear. On the day of the trial, young Polly did appear, crying, "People, oh people, let Willie go clear." Down among those green rushes, as the evening came on, he shot his own true love, the room of a swan.
Tony Rose. And earlier you heard a couple of songs from Robin Williamson. And that's all from Folkweave today. So from me, Tony Arthur, at the BBC in London, it's goodbye for now.